Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Find It Out Friday. I hope you had a wonderful week. You know, these days are flying. These hours are flying. But, you know, tomorrow is the solar eclipse. So it's going to be high energy out there tomorrow. Jupiter's moving. Opportunity, opportunity. Look, look, look. Whatever you want to do, whatever you think you want to do, just be aware and stay alert out there of what's going on. You know, you want to stay aware and stay alert of your psyche, okay, number one. And in order to do that, you have to find something to love. And let's start with you. And you have to find something to do and work for the good of all society, humanity, and justice. And do something to look forward to. You know, you and your greatness, you want to look forward to stepping into your greatness, staying there, but also taking other people with you. Today, we're going to have Tiffany with an eye on with us. I see it. I think about it. I strategize. I change it. And I complete it. And then behind her for segment number two, we have Carmelita coming on with us, our nature girl. We call her our nature queen. So, before we get going, there was an announcement that we put out on Tuesday. It's Tell It Tuesday, of a Spring Into Wellness event that was happening tomorrow. That event has been canceled. I hope you saw it posted out there. We put it out, so we had to let you know that there were some changes coming in on that. So I'd like to say welcome in to Find It Out Friday and Waking Up with Linda Maxine.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knee. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
Right, a change is gonna come. As a matter of fact, a change is already here. But tomorrow, for the solar eclipse, that's when the big change is happening. I'm gonna recap again because our planet pilot Stefan let us know what's going on, and we want you to tune in on Monday because she always gives us that weekly horoscope. But tomorrow, you wanna look good, you wanna smell good, you wanna get out there and meet people. You want to let love in, okay? It's going to be high energy. Jupiter, the luck and opportunity, pushing those rays down to Earth. And you know we are Earthlings here. And Venus is moving around out there. So it's love, love, love. So we don't know what's really going up and what's happening in the sky. But we know that those stars and those planets are not up there for nothing. They are connected in. We all have interconnectedness here. And on that note, we have Miss Tiffany with an eye with us. She don't tell us what she found out on Friday. Tiffany, what did you find out on Friday?
Well, Linda, thank you so much for letting me be here this evening, allowing me to be here. And I will tell you this. On my show yesterday, I found out that there is a guide out there that when you talk about death and, you know, the passing of loved ones, a lot of people don't realize that you all the details that go with, you know, when one passes. Some people don't have burial plans. Some people don't have a will, don't know what's in the will. And all the little details that you need to know were written in this guide, like down to, like, if the person had a dog, you know, you should know the veterinarian. You should know, you know, some of the things that the dog likes. I mean, just little if in case you have to take care of the dog or where to take the dog, maybe the person wants the dog to go to the pound to be adopted or whatever. But the little things, you know, understand, knowing where the what the checking account is, knowing the social security numbers, knowing account numbers that are really important, because after they've passed on and transitioned, the people that are left behind are the ones taking care of everything. And sometimes you think it's really simple to do something like, you know, disconnect service. And if you don't have the correct account number, you don't have the right social security number, enough information for them to verify, or you're not even on an account, you can't do anything. So it was a very good conversation I had with her. And she has a free book to download. You just go online and download it, and it's just the guide to here's what you do, have everything in order, and then make sure somebody knows where it is. So it was very, very informative, which I didn't even know. I didn't know all the little details. Yes, and you know, that kind of stemmed from one of our conversations that we had one day. Remember you said, I'm just going to take care of all arrangements pertaining to me. You know, I'm not going to wait to have my family do that necessarily, because they're going to be celebrating, you know, my transition. However, you did not want anybody burdened with, you know, some of the details with your burial per se. So it was very interesting, because I wasn't even thinking that what I was going to talk about, that was going to be it. I didn't even, you know, sometimes I don't know what I'm going to be talking about with some of the guests that come on, but it was a real great conversation, and it's something that everyone should have or needs to know. You know, and the pandemic taught us that, you know.
Oh, yes.
So many people were transitioning, and it was a mess. People trying to find out how to do things, didn't have enough information, and, you know, you want to celebrate after someone transitions, right? You want to celebrate.
Yes.
You want to celebrate the passing, and after that, you want to just be prepared to do the business at hand after, you know, you have that celebratory moment and you're grieving, if you will. Because when you're grieving, you don't have, you're not really thinking about that. You're just thinking about the person passing. You're probably thinking about the next steps. You know, something as easy as calling a hauling service to get the furniture out. You know what I mean? You might think you have five friends that are going to want to help you try and move the furniture out. That may not happen. So you need to be prepared and call different different services, different people to do different things, so that if you're the person who is responsible for taking care of all that, that you have all the information. So that's what I found out, how important that really was.
It is very important, and I have a person that we are trying to schedule her to come on to discuss the importance of planning for those final moments, just because of the things that you just mentioned and the things that you said. We never stop and think about it. So, you know, some persons want to have a traditional burial. Some persons want to be cremated. It's just not like getting the ashes and having them. It's a lot that goes with them. But there are services that persons do that can come and step with you side by side. I was not aware. You know that our physicians, your family doctor, has to give you a form, and that form is about your final wishes, okay? And that your doctor is supposed to mention it, and you need to have that because you, like you say, feed Poogie over there only vanilla ice cream or blah, blah, blah. Those things go on that sheet. So that persons will know. It's very important. She does She sells for the mortuaries. And she said, Linda, come and sit out and sell with me. I said, oh, no, I don't even want to talk about that. I said, I don't think so. But then the more I got into it and the more I thought about it, and she made a statement to me that made a lot of sense. I said, people don't like to talk about that. When I heard my parents, we'd get all upset. But she said, well, you buy car insurance, don't you? Do you think you're going to have an auto accident? You have hospitalization. Do you think you're going to be sick? So why not take care of those final moments? I said, bingo, you woke me up, young lady, because I surely don't want to be laying in the mud with a tag on my toe, and I don't want to burden anyone. So, oh, yeah. But what it's very important, and that is something that we don't think about, the bank accounts, checking out everything. So there has to be numbers. You have to have numbers. Oh, call blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah knows to do blah, 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 and you have a head person, a lead person, that they get to that person, let them know what's happening. Say if your family is out of state somewhere. They're not here, so you need to have someone locally to get to that lead person to let them know, checked out, transitioning, time is up, okay? And they have all of that information, and they know what to do with it. That's a very good topic, Tiffany with an I. I'm glad you found out about it. I do want to get information about that book.
It's free. You just go online to her website and just download it. And she's not asking, she's not even asking for any money or anything. She just wants you to download it. She's sharing the information because we share and care here.
What is the website? Do you have it at hand? Because I need to have it written down.
It is Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E. KAMAsinMary.com. And when you go to her website, it'll say free download, and you can get as many copies as you'd like. And all she's doing is just sharing information. She wants people to know that, because when her in-laws died, no one knew anything. And it was very, very frustrating. So she decided to put a guide together to help those who would go through this process. And it's very detailed, very detailed.
That's great.
Yeah, because, you and I have talked about the insurance, burial insurance policy. We've talked about that, I think, for a couple of weeks now. Couple of weeks ago. And like I said, sometimes I don't even know who's going to show up. Last minute she came on, and I was like, oh, wow, this is something that needs to be talked about and shared. And it was great. So, and, immediately I said, I have a friend. We were talking about that not too long ago and how you should be prepared. In all ways with the burial insurance. And then I have a friend who owns a mortuary, and that is the number one thing. Like when you, a lot of people don't even have the burial insurance or the policy or the desires written down as to how the person wants to be buried or where they're going to go. They're scrambling at that point. Some people are when they get to the mortuary. So imagine grieving, it's chaotic, you don't have a policy, you don't even know how you're going to pay for it, none of that.
You hear a lot, you see a lot, because that's when the arguments and the fight. Well, no, she wanted to be married. No, she wanted to be cremated. Well, how did you know that? Because that's what she told me. I remember when I was in Texas one year and, sitting around the table eating, and my sister, she's a little character. She's just real cool, but she likes to start mess, okay? And so we were sitting around the table, and she said, Linda says she wants to be cremated. And so there was this perfect stranger sitting over there. I didn't know her. And she said, well, baby, why you want to burn yourself? And ashes to ashes, I looked at my sister, I said, excuse me, why are we talking about me? okay? I had to shut it down because, you know, I know how to do that dance without any music when you come with your opinions and they weren't requested, okay? And especially when you're eating all that good barbecue and doing all that other whatever you do down there, right? So this is a relaxed time, so we should not be talking about me at this time and what my decisions are. But it is very important. And I speak with people that work with mortuaries and things, and the things that they hear, they have to be very patient because that's when the family brawls begin. Just for the reasons that you stated, nothing is prepared. No one knows anything. My friend's sister passed. She had to fly in to go to try to break the password to get into the computer. You know, give somebody that password. If that's where you do your stuff online through technology, somebody needs to know how to get in there, okay? Like I said, when you don't have children, you kind of like think you do, but it don't matter if you have them or not because sometimes you'll be wondering where they are. So that's not something, that's not a burden that you should want to put on anybody, period.
Take care of it.
She does the final moments and requests. I have another person that I'm trying to get an appointment with to come on, and finances and how, you know, living trust and how she's a financial manager. So all of this stuff that we need to know, that sometimes through our busy schedules, Tiffany with an I, we don't have time to think of it. So that's why we're here to care and share, because whatever we get, we're going to give it out there to you guys, listeners. That's just the way it goes here. And I want to say this, care and share and care and share more. People are being too lax out there, okay? They're being too lax. That's why I put the theme up there, stay alert. Okay, I know we want to get out and we want to put on our Daisy Dukes and flip-flops and let that vitamin D just absorb all through our skin and do the things that we have to do. But don't get too laxed out there. It's not over, okay? It is really not over. I have friends that are going through things, and they tell me what it feels like. I say to myself, and I'll speak it to everyone, if waking up with Linda McShann happens to get attacked by COVID, it will not be because of my neglect. And everybody know me, know that. See, you have to know who you are. You know what you're doing for your health. Know how you're taking care of yourself. That's a good thing. But you don't know what that other person is doing. So don't get so laxed out there because the sun is shining bright and you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. Take care of you, okay? You can only take care of what you know about, and that is you. You cannot take care of anybody else's business. I don't care what's said out there. They say NASA is off on the plane. I'm not going on a plane anywhere unless it's a private jet with me and the pilot. And if that's the case, remove them. No. When you say remove them, and I can only know what I'm doing, I'm going to add on three more on top, okay? Because you have to just know and stay alert. And the alertness starts with yourself. Even though we're interconnected here, we're all connected. And we're all here to take care of each other and share and care with each other. But start with yourself. You do not know what Annabelle sitting next to you is doing, okay? You don't even know if Annabelle is telling the truth. And it doesn't mean a thing if they say they're checking back cards and masses. Those cards don't have to be legit, okay? You know yours is legit. Or if you go, if you're going into an arena and it's not in the air and it's closed card, you better stay at home. Keep your behind at home. Lose a friend and make some more, okay? You know, they always say you got to get rid of some in order to make room for the new. So those who don't understand, that gives you an opportunity to increase your relationships with new people, okay? But it's you. Stay alert out there. Do not relax. Do something for the good. As I say, find something that's going to deal with the good of society, humanity, and justice, okay? Keep yourself busy. But learn about you. Stay alert about you. You can't speak for anybody else out there. So I just thought I'd get on the bandwagon and talk about that. And I don't want to preach over here, but Tiffany with an eye, I am so glad. Yeah, you brought that up. That is so important. So now it's really going to make me get on the band and get the person here that can give us more information about it. And again, listeners, that website to pull down that guide for your final preparation is Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E-K-A-M, as in Manny.com. And go and get that free download. Look at it, because you got the little birdie over there. You want to make sure that after you are no longer here, that that birdie can keep on eating in the manner that he was eating in. It is something to think about. Tiffany, with an eye here, I strategize it, I plan it, and I complete it. You have made my week and all the listeners' weeks over here. And we want to thank you for that. I want you to tune in. You'll be back with us for mine for Monday, and we'll have
sure
our planetary pilot coming on, Stefan, to let us know what's happening for the week and what those stars and planets are doing out there. That is another thing. Learn about you so you can be able to balance yourself and deal with other people. And on that note, what is your, just your word you want to give us to give us some thoughts so we can carry it over the weekend? Give us one, and then stay on for Carmelita, our nature queen. Give us a word. Give us something to really, really carry over the weekend.
I think you said it best. Stay alert. You know, take care of yourself. I'm always talking about taking care of yourself. So Mindful Monday, that is what I stress all the time, and it's very, very important. And you're right. You know, people are, and it's great. The sun's out. People are moving about and having fun, and there's so many celebratory events. But be care. You know, just be safe. Be careful. Make sure that you have all your, you've taken your vitamins. You've done all of the required things, and have fun that way. Because it's not only you, it's other people. So,
yes.
You know, we're amongst other people. So I, and that wouldn't be about it.
Well,
so I'm, you know, and you know, and when I get information, you know how I share it. And sometimes, you know, I'll have somebody that comes on my show and I'll share the information with, you know, with you at that point. But, yeah, stay alert.
Well, that's it. Stay alert, Tiffany with an eye. You stay on if you can. I know you're a very busy lady. We're going to see if Mrs. Carmelita is with us, our nature queen. And I'm just going to play a little bit of this to break the segments down to tell everybody this is how we feel about you. I just thought I'd let y'all know that you make us feel so brand new over here. We love caring and sharing with you, educating, unification, talking about collaboration. As I say, we're all interconnected here. We might as well pull and understand, get squeaky clean, go about happiness, peace, and teach others how to do the same thing. Carmelita, Nature Queen, are you with us this evening?
Hello, hello everyone. Yes, I am here.
All right, Carmelita, thank you so much. This is our nature queen, and she's going to share with us this evening and let you know why we call her the nature queen. Carmelita, thank you. I know that you have your studies and you're busy, and the weekend is your time. We appreciate you so much. I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you tell us what you found out and what you're going to talk about this evening.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm glad I'm not ever too busy to be here with you all, and thank you for having me. And, you know, yeah, I think that Nature Queen title did haphazardly come about, and I appreciate you giving me the title. I used to crack up when you first started saying it, but, you know, for lack of better terms, is, I mean, there's other titles or names that I've been called that are worse than that, so I appreciate that. And nature is just, especially since you brought it to my attention in that way by calling me that, it made me think about nature even deeper. And what else is there? I mean, for me, and I'm learning, like I'm totally the student as well. I'm learning these things, and they, when this stuff, when the animals and the insects come to me, they started coming to me in such a way and fashion that it spoke to my intuition. It spoke to my conscience, my thoughts. It wasn't like, I mean, I've come across bugs and stuff all my whole entire life. So I knew that this was a bit different. And what I'm saying, I just started speaking on what was happening in my environment. And what was happening in my environment was that I noticed I kept seeing bumblebees. I kept seeing butterflies at one point. And it happens in stages. Like it'll, like the bumblebee thing. The bumblebee is my true spirit animal, though. That bumblebee has always been in my life. I was stung by a bumblebee in the middle of my third eye when I was a kid. Spirit animal journey and nature girl, nature queen thing has also made me think about that. But the point is, yes, I just started talking about nature, because it was what was going on, and you know, in my life, in my reality, in my environment, and that also is what started me on this journey of researching these animals that are appearing. And so, like recently, like I had told you, one night I come home. And it's in the middle of the night, so I'm rushing in, and I had to use the ladies' room. I didn't turn on the light because I know exactly where the toilet is. And that earlier that day, I did have my curling iron sitting on the counter, and I had the cord on the ground. So when I saw that, I just kind of thought that was the cord. You know, I saw something dark underneath the counter when I went to use the ladies' room. And so as I sat down, I touched what I thought was the cord, but it was the lizard that had entered my home. It was a lizard underneath the counter. So it scurried across toe and ran into the corner. And when I tell you, no, this was not the gecko off of Geico. This was not Fred the iguana, your pet iguana. This was a wild lizard. So it was a whole scene in the bathroom, okay? Like, I was having a panic attack. The lizard was having a panic attack, and he was trying to figure out if he was going to be able to climb up the wall, because that was the only place he could go. And I was trying to figure out how was I going to keep him cornered, because I knew if he ran anywhere in the house, it was going to be chaos. So I had to keep him cornered, and at the same time use the bathroom, and at the same time try to figure out what object or thing that I have to get this man out of here. Because that's the thing too, as I've been researching these insects and animals, they have such spiritual meaning, most of them. Now I do kill some bugs. Now I will kill, there's a few bugs that I'm smashing every time I see them, and I don't even want to say the roach is on the list, like dead, gone. I'm not even doing no research on you, Roach. I don't care what you symbolize. But the point is, I do, though, in all seriousness, I think they all do, including the cockroach. It actually does have good, I have researched it when I'm being serious. But let me get to this lizard. So I really do believe, just in extension of other things that I believe in, because I also believe in many other things, but the animals, nature, they come to tell us things. And I believe that these animals and these insects have shown up to tell me things about my life. And like I said earlier, they come in these phases, and they always reflect the actual phase that I'm in. And so with this lizard, of course, after the fiasco, I did manage to get the lizard out. Thank God I had a net, because I had a fish. I had a beta. I don't really have any pets or animals or anything, but I did have a beta. So I had a little net that I would scoop the beta up in, and that's how I got the lizard out. And the funniest thing is, he didn't even fight me. Like, when I got him cornered and into the net, he just rolled the net like it was a wave. Like, he was ready to get out of my house, too. You know, he didn't try to jump out. He just sat there. I didn't have to try to cover it or anything. So I took him out to the street, to the grass that was closest to the street, and he started walking straight towards the street. So I, like, diverted his action and put him over in my neighbor's yard that was just like three doors down, because they have like a little jungle over there. They have all kinds of like desert plants and things perfect for his taste. So I was hoping he would survive over there. But so of course, after that fiasco, getting them out safely, I researched the lizard. And in fact, in many cultures, the lizard is a symbol of so many things. I mean, most ancient cultures in Africa, the Greeks, a lot of Native American cultures, they all revere the lizard. They have different meanings, of course, but a lot of the meaning that they put on the lizard, you know, they say that it's a symbol of rebirth and resurrection. And I just saw that lizard, and this is Easter, this is spring. They say that it's a symbol of a shining light, good fortune, good luck, and it's also linked to strength, both physical and spiritual strength. And it also is said that the lizard possesses supernatural healing energies and financial prosperity. One thing I have to say, the reason I agree with this is because almost every single day when I go out into the world, I find money. Now, it's usually like a penny, or it's a nickel, a dime. Sometimes I'll get a quarter. As I believe more, the money increases. As I'm like, so when I hear this financial gain, I can believe it, because I'm constantly finding riches, finding money. And so, I don't know. I just feel like the lizard is an animal that, or an amphibian, maybe we should call it, but it's something that we should really, you know, revere as well, and really start thinking about all the different type of common that are around us, animals, nature that are around us, to speak to us, to help us in this phase of life, the world, you know. And that was just what I truly believe, because nature was here before me. I know that. And I feel like nature was here before most of us. And guess what? Nature's going to be here when most of us leave, I think, you know. And I think it's going to live on way longer than all of us. And so it's the wisdom there. And that's why I look at these things, because the lizard coming into my house was so random too, because I live upstairs. There's other apartments that it could have went into, but it came into mine, and then it didn't go into like the bedroom or the somewhere where I wouldn't see it. It was in the bathroom, you know. Mm-hmm. And even if it was in the tub. So these things, and the point here tonight is just, you know, I would just encourage people to be aware what's in your environment, and some things, because I will say too, in my research that I conducted on the lizard, some cultures do, in fact, like Christianity, actually looks down on the lizard. The lizard is seen as, you know, a deceptive creature, deceit. You know, not good, impure, unpure, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. impure.
what's the word? Is it impure?
Impure.
Okay. So, but yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, so they are definitely looked down upon in Christianity, which I found was interesting. But there's always, I feel like there always has to be the yin and the yang, and whatever meaning that we put on anything will be. So that's just my belief. But, yeah, I that's what I wanted to share was that lizard. And if you see one and if you start to see them, you know, really pay homage to that ancient creature, because I think he or she is really coming to tell you something, you know, rather
but
you
what,
see them. Mm-hmm.
What you're seeing is like pay attention, be alert, because everything is a messenger. And to pay attention now, Tiffany with an eye, she stayed on because I told her you was going to share some information about the lizard. You know, mm-hmm. Tiffany is from a culture that I don't know if they deal with lizards, but it's Tiffany with an eye, if you're on, what is your take on that for a minute? We have a few minutes here. Let's have some dialogue.
Well, I have studied animal totems, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And it does mean, for me, I've always known it to be rebirth and resurrection and listen. And because the lizard is, like, close to the ground, it can feel the sound and the vibrations of the earth. And like pay attention, like it heightens your ability to hear, from my studies over the years. But I will agree with you, Carmelita, that there's so many things that give us signs. Like, we don't even need a cell phone, we don't need a television, we don't need anything to tell us where we are, because everything around us will tell us where we are in our life, and that's very, very true. And, you know, the flowers, the plants, the bee. And I remember, let me tell you, the bee means the impossible. Like, the bee pollinates, and it goes from flower to flower. So when you're doing things and working on projects, it's very important. But I take the bee as doing the impossible. I like that, because the bee, that's what it means in this book I read about animal totems. And so wherever you are, if you see a lizard, you'll understand. You go to, you know, look it up on Google. It'll give you the definition of it. And it really is truly, like Carmelita said, an indication of where you are in your life. Like, if you're procrastinating, there's a flower that tells you that you're procrastinating and you need to get to work. You know what I mean? There's so many things. Pine trees are about protection. You've got so many different things. But, Carmelita, thank you for bringing that up, because not everybody is aware, I guess, of their surroundings, the animals, the nature. It plays such an integral part of how we live.
Yeah, totally. I agree, Tiffany. And I don't know if this is what's happening too for me, you know, and I really do appreciate the fact that I have been granted the, you know, the call basically to say, hey, pay attention to this, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
No,
well,
I
was listening to it, to both of you guys over here talking about nature, because as Tiffany stated, you know, we didn't have clocks, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have calendars. Nature has been here. We are nature. So when we're in their territory, when the mountain lions are going and crawling on the patios and coming out the hills, you know, they were here first. You invaded their stuff. So be in tune with what they're trying to tell you. And most of the time, they're just as afraid of you as you are of them. But that lizard, with Carmelita stating, you know, that lizard is financial growth. You know, is there a lizard farm around here anywhere? Because so maybe I'll go get me a cage of lizards. You know, I like to hear that word, financial growth. And when she talked about the different cultures and things of that nature, I call you nature queen, because from day one, I don't remember what we started off with. I think it was the butterfly. But we have gone to the elephant. Mm. I did not know the bumblebee was your your favorite, but it has, you know, and I appreciate you for allowing me to give you that title, because that's what we see you as, our nature queen, because you get definitely in tune with it. You have beautiful stories, and I don't know what would happen in that bathroom if that lizard had been in there with me. It would be. I don't have an idea. I just don't know what would have down. You said he was panicking and you were panicking too and having all of those things go around. But what I admired, he was going in the streets and you cared enough about him to go and put him into the bushes so he could be in his surroundings, because you know he would have been flattened out and all of his good messages would have been... would have been splashed. So, you know, that's a caring attitude. You're caring about nature. You know, they're human beings too, even though the leaf on the ground has a life. Everything has a life. And this has been such an enlightening Find It Out Friday with Tiffany telling us how we don't be laying on the slab in the mortuary with a tag on our toe. Make those final preparations and let people know what your desires are. We talked about Pat Carmelita before you came on, and I'll send you the website that she gave. But, you know, Nature Queen, all I can say is keep wearing that crown. Keep being out there for people, paying attention to some of the things that we don't pay attention to, so that you can let us know the importance of doing that. I appreciate both of you ladies coming on. For Find It Out Friday, we like to wrap this week up. And again, I'm going to mention, tomorrow is the solar eclipse. You know, I'm into those stars and planets, trying to learn more about it. And I can tell all you listeners out there, just don't think that star's up there just to twinkle. Okay? They're doing something. And we're totally connected. So tomorrow is going to be a high energy day. Like I said, look good, smell pretty, flirt, let love in, put your wishes out there. Now, I'm not the skilled one for this. That's Stefan, our planetologist, but I'm a student. So I'm just trying to see if my memory is working over here. But I'm going to have on some hot red lipstick, some loud perfume, and be ready. Let all the love in that wants to come in, okay? It is going to be a very high energy day. And for us to close this down, you know, we got this election coming on. This election is going to be here. There'll be a debate, I think it's on Sunday, Channel 7, if you have the time, you know, the mayoral election, you know, all the mayors that are out there. But before I go, you know, I want to leave with this song. And I just want to thank you before I play it, both of you and all the listeners out there, to be aware. You know, and this song is going to go to all the elected officials already, the nominated candidates, and the persons that's running for mayor. Because, you see, we the people are the ones that make it happen. And we have to understand that. It's us that can make that change. There's no sense in sitting back talking with your neighbor about what's not being done and what is being done. You better go out and vote. Your vote is your voice, okay? And I'm telling you ahead of time because I'm getting ready to get on the pulpit here. Your vote is your voice. Do your research. Do your research and let everybody that you are thinking about or they're talking about or whatever might be going on to understand that box that you're checking out there. It is very important. And Tiffany, because you've been out of front running on all those ballots, back me up here. Let's put it out there. What's your take on that? What's your directive for the upcoming events that we're going to have? Because it's going to make a big difference, okay? Can you give me just a little bit, please?
Yes, we have... I don't know how many candidates for the mayoral position, but I know Karen Bass is there. I know Rick Caruso, who's a prominent developer in Los Angeles, and list goes on. Those are the prominent ones that I know about, obviously, because I get a lot in my social media feed. But you just have to, like you say, and you stress the importance of educating yourself and understanding, you know, who's who and who is going to be the best person for what you want to bring about and change. You know, don't complain when you got to pay $7 for gas because you didn't go out and vote. You needed to go out and vote to do that. Yes, no matter what anybody tells you about that, your vote is not your voice, or your don't go do this and I'm not going to do that because it doesn't count. It does. And I will tell you that because I have a political action committee and the candidates that are there. The vote will make a difference whether somebody gets an office or not. So if 10%, you know, of what you could have had stays home and doesn't vote, that 10% could make or break somebody getting an office. Because you Yes. stayed home and 600 other people or 50 other people stayed home. So if you want things to change, use your voice. Your voice is your tool. It's a great tool, great mechanism for change. And vote. And no one at this point cares about you know about the two parties, and we understand that. But my position is that you should vote for the person that represents you and all that you want, you know, to have in your community. So, you know, you have to be on the ticket and vote either, you know, Republican or Democrat, but pick the person that best suits what you need, what you want, because nothing changes. We have so much power. We can vote them in. We can vote them out of office.
Yep, so, sure can. You can pull that rug out from under them. You know, we got a lot of different, you hear about the Democrats, you hear about the Republicans. I don't care about the party as long as you're for the people, okay? And that's where those shows have to come out. And we put our deep boots on. And you know that I really wanted to get this out here because, you know, we don't usually go into conversations like this in terrace near time, but I'm getting you ready now. Because it's something that you really need to get thought about. Tiffany, thank you for sharing that. You've been out there on the front lines. I've been on the ballots myself. It's not easy picking, but you have to move with it from your soul. Candidates, don't be out there if you're not about the people. And on that note, I'm going to close the show with this, and I want everybody to think about it over the weekend, and this is what you tell them. And if you see it's not happening, you make a change. I love you, ladies. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace out.
Collaborate. We give, showing others how to live.